Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to the History AI podcast, where the past comes alive with facts, anecdotes, and a dash of humor. Here are your hosts, Chuck and Marco.
Hey there, history enthusiasts. Welcome back to the History AI podcast. I'm your host, Chuck.
And I'm Marco. You know, Chuck, I often think that history is just a series of he said, she said, only with a lot more powdered wigs.
Well put, Marco. And speaking of wigs, today we're going deep into the 18th century to unravel the thrilling life and times of Major John André.
Oh, Major André. A man of many talents, and unfortunately for him, quite a few dramatic entanglements.
Absolutely. Let's start at the very beginning. Born in 1750 in London, Major John André was raised in a merchant Huguenot family which had fled from France to England to avoid religious persecution.
Ah, the Huguenots. It always seemed to me that every European family tree has a branch with a few Huguenots dangling from it.
Right you are, Marco. André's family was no different.
As a youngster, John showed a proclivity for the arts. He could write poetry, sketch, and had an ear for music. Pretty well-rounded for a future soldier.
Exactly. But life had different plans. By 1771, he found himself in Germany as part of a British regiment. It was here his military career started. As fate would have it, his unit was sent to Canada in 1774 as tensions grew between the American colonies and Britain. He witnessed the beginning of the American Revolution and played a role from the British side.
A man of culture in the midst of conflict.
John André's talents didn't go unnoticed. He was known for his charm, which played into his next big role in British intelligence. The man was essentially an 18th century James Bond.
Without the gadgets and Aston Martin, of course.
Definitely. But he had something better, his wit and a knack for espionage.
But it wasn't all smooth sailing. In 1775, André was captured near Quebec by American General Richard Montgomery.
That's right. But thanks to his charm and the fact he hadn't been in uniform, the Americans treated him quite cordially. And not being in uniform saved him from being treated as a spy. They even allowed him to stay with local loyalists. Eventually, he was exchanged for an American officer in British custody.
See, kids? Manners will get you everywhere. Even out of 18th century prison.
Now, let's get to the juicy part. Benedict Arnold.
Ah, the infamous turncoat.
Exactly. By 1780, André was the chief of British intelligence. It was his job to correspond with potential defectors. And Benedict Arnold was the big fish.
They say keep your friends close, and your enemies closer. But I bet Arnold and André didn't get that memo.
Surely not. Their secret correspondences led to Arnold's plan to hand over West Point to the British. But fate, as always, had other plans.
On his way back from a secret meeting with Arnold, André was captured by American militiamen. They found incriminating papers on him, and well, that was the beginning of the end.
Indeed. His capture and subsequent trial were huge blows to the British. Many, including American officers like Alexander Hamilton and the Marquis de Lafayette, admired André for his grace and bravery. They petitioned for a less severe punishment than hanging.
But rules were rules. Being caught out of uniform and with incriminating documents, André was hanged as a spy in 1780.
His death became a rallying cry for British forces. He was immortalized in poems, songs, and art. In the world of military intelligence, he is often cited as a tragic figure, an officer who played the dangerous game of espionage and lost.
But his legacy is more than just a sad story. His methods, charm, and use of information became foundational in the world of espionage.
Before we continue, we have a word from our sponsor.
Introducing the game changer in energy boosts, Strike Force Energy. Elevate your drinks without the sugar, without the calories. Whether you're hitting the gym, the office, or the great outdoors, a dash of Strike Force Energy supercharges your drink, and you. Dive into StrikeForceEnergy.com to explore. And hey, here's a little spark: use code UTSALAX24 at checkout for a cool 20% off. That's UTSALAX24. Strike Force Energy, the power-up you've been waiting for.
Welcome back, folks. We're diving deep into Major John Andre's story. His life is a testament to how intelligence, when used properly, can change the course of a war. Or, when luck doesn't favor you, how it can dramatically change your own fate.
Absolutely. Major John Andre might not have been on the winning side, nor did he survive the war, but his story tells us of the dangers, the art, and the sheer unpredictability of war and espionage.
And it reminds us that history isn't just made by those who win battles, but often by those who lose them too.
Well said, Marco. Thank you all for tuning into the History AI podcast. Stay curious and keep exploring the incredible tapestry of the past.
And always remember, it's not the powdered wigs that make history, it's the stories underneath them. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share the podcast, and we will see you next time.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.